I love church history. Perhaps like many of you, my own faith is fortified when I learn of the remarkable dedication of our forefathers who accepted the gospel and lived true to the faith. 1 month ago, 12,000 wonderful youth from the Gilbert, Arizona Temple District celebrated the completion of their new temple with an inspiring performance demonstrating their commitment to live righteously. The theme of their celebration was Live True to the Faith. Just as those faithful Arizona youth have done, each Latter-day Saint should commit to live true to the faith. The words of the hymn say, true to the faith that our parents have cherished. We could add, true to the faith that our grandparents have cherished. I wondered if each of those enthusiastic Arizona youth knew their own church history, if they knew the history of how their family came to be members of the church. It would be a wonderful thing if every Latter-day Saint knew the conversion stories of their forefathers. Whether or not you are a descendant of pioneers, the Mormon pioneer heritage of faith and sacrifice is your heritage. It is the noble heritage of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. One of the most wonderful chapters in the history of the church occurred when Wilford Woodruff, an apostle of the Lord, was teaching the restored gospel of Jesus Christ throughout Great Britain in 1840, just 10 years after the establishment of the church. Wilford Woodruff and other apostles had focused their work in the Liverpool and Preston areas of England with considerable success. Elder Woodruff, who later became president of the church, was constantly praying to God to guide him in this very important work. His prayers led to the inspiration to go to a different place to teach the gospel. President Monson has taught us that when we get the inspiration from heaven to do something, we do it now. We don't procrastinate. That is exactly what Wilford Woodruff did. With clear direction from the Spirit to go south, Elder Woodruff left almost immediately and traveled to a part of England called Herefordshire, farming country in the southwest of England. Here he met a prosperous farmer named John Benbow, where he was welcomed with glad hearts and thanksgiving. A group of over 600 people who called themselves the United Brethren had been praying for light and truth. The Lord sent Wilford Woodruff as an answer to their prayers. Elder Woodruff's teaching bore fruit immediately, and many were baptized. Brigham Young and Willard Richards joined him in Herefordshire, and the three apostles had remarkable success. In only a few months, they organized 33 branches for the 541 members who had joined the church. Their remarkable work continued, and ultimately, almost every one of the members of the United Brethren were baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My great-great-grandmother, Hannah Mariah Harris, was one of the first to listen to Wilford Woodruff. She informed her husband, Robert Harris, Jr., that she had heard the word of God and that she intended to be baptized. Robert was not pleased to hear his wife's report. He told her he would accompany her to the next sermon given by the Mormon missionary and he would straighten him out. Sitting near the front of the assembly with a firm resolve to not be swayed and perhaps to heckle the visiting preacher, Robert was immediately touched by the Spirit, just as his wife had been. He knew the message of the restoration was true, and he and his wife were baptized. Their story of faith and devotion is similar to thousands of others. When they heard the gospel message, they knew it was true. As the scripture says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Having heard the voice of the shepherd, they fully committed their lives to living the gospel and following the direction of the Lord's prophet. Responding to the call to gather to Zion, they left behind their home in England, crossed the Atlantic, and gathered with the saints in Nauvoo, Illinois. They embraced the gospel with all their hearts. While trying to get established in their new land, they assisted in building the Nauvoo Temple by tithing their labor, spending every tenth day working on the construction of the temple. They were brokenhearted at the news of the death of their beloved prophet Joseph Smith and his brother Hiram. But they carried on. They stayed true to the faith. When the saints were persecuted and driven from Nauvoo, Robert and Mariah felt greatly blessed to receive their endowments in the temple shortly before they crossed the Mississippi River and headed west. Although they were uncertain of what their future held, they were certain of their faith and their testimonies. With six children, they slogged through mud as they crossed Iowa on their way west. They built for themselves a lean-to on the side of the Missouri River at what came to be known as winter quarters. This band of intrepid pioneers were waiting for apostolic direction on how and when they would be heading further west. Everyone's plans were altered when Brigham Young, the president of the Quorum of the Twelve, issued a call for men to volunteer to serve in the United States Army in what came to be known as the Mormon Battalion. Robert Harris Jr. was one of over 500 Mormon pioneer men who responded to that call from Brigham Young. He enlisted, even though it meant he would leave behind his wife, his pregnant wife, and six little children. Why would he and the other men do such a thing? The answer can be given in my great grandfather's own words. The letter he wrote to his wife when the battalion was on its way to Santa Fe, he wrote, quote, "My faith is so strong as ever, and when I think of the things that Brigham Young told us, I believe it is the same as if the great God had told me." In short, he knew he was listening to a prophet of God, as did the other men. That is why they did it. They knew they were led by a prophet of God. In that same letter, he expressed his tender feelings for his wife and children and told of his constant prayers that she and the children would be blessed. Later in the letter, he made this powerful statement, quote, "We must not forget." Combined with his earlier testimony that we are led by a prophet of God, these two sacred admonitions have become like scripture to me. 18 months after departing with the battalion, Robert Harris was safely reunited with his beloved Mariah. They stayed true and faithful to the restored gospel throughout their lives. They had 15 children,
13 of whom lived to mature. Natalos. Ninematakia, Fanya Walker, Maraim in Alberta, Canada, is yes in the Lixio for Tonyolankers not in Natal. Ninemata Walker in saying on Kimapai, my papa Matatamal, Elwi Mormon Battalion, a Catholic Nakawa not in Natal in Italke. Inge King, I see a papa Mata, Macalim Kela, if I did not Yorkshire Benasil. Hegi Frocklin sientalit na sin papa. Hegi talit na tinata, dinata ke usho suos lalos moyen, edita mo e akin seuye mo lalos. Ke yok kapashkat pala na sin mit mata suos lash, e yok pe finchak makot ena inarela sulela lal mit e suos. Ke pe se mit pae manye, kaisi se shfakin seuye kyok. That led our forefathers to join the Lord. Natalashin wala lulan lem. Kipesi met Robert and Mariah Eloslong Wilfred Wood driving to do a faka clavin kiflokyaklin wasase. Robert and Mariah Elosita mapae. Los etape ma oena si maupe kapelka mylos palakin. Elos pa akin si oya kelos madapae na kilalifungi. Upgrad in oena elos in long gaslan mit balalash missing is a fak. Wangin kise yoklele na ke esel mainse wolan temple. Ibin mani paun lu of in an United Kingdom ashma se simles is keke tu ke fin pisen mit yok king anan kama pioneer wolash ngapala mo kat na fon tu ke fin pisen mit yok finne kai mota ko ke si la ta se Robert Harris ngalai fu mo pos mit matalash ilos sa pala pe peng se pe na na sin talit natalos talit natalos katia kain mal kan nama kat palakin ke temple e katia ko in malkan na ulay la yamin se wo mata kanas singkai se ke temple Duo got tie molkan namo got kolyak sin mit balan got nga faka klagat kolyak sin mit balan got leme flokan ek alu lal ke lens afla sin mit palo choso smit ekot tie kain molkan namo got ta kolyak sin si line ma ta daf make mit balan got esel choso a year old bring him he ke si present ta koyang lan alu na yun mit palo lash mi saying it Thomas Manson ngai tel ngasana kanol nga long sail nga faka kla hilpa mit pala lan lem fin fella mi sing him ashke na na yok sila mo takani yirin talik na tin talik na tik ko esa na kan cham cham wo lan mit mata si was lasha pioneer arulan mormon is se in se in sang mana ke wana fin mai lang ki se kan na ke lang la kat lalos e lalai fungi lalos My brother, the guy says, is from Mold Boy, and I get a lot of fun. He said, my papa, and he said, yes, I say, go, yeah. Gain it all, and my dad, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.